Hello and welcome back, Glamvicious listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to another amazing episode. We have with us the amazing Marissa Rhodes. Marissa, thank you so much for joining us. Would you please introduce yourselves to listeners?
Hi, my name is Marissa Rhodes, and I am a change agent. I am a change agent. I'm a servant, mentor, humanitarian, advocate, and a voice for those that are voiceless. I'm a testament to God's glory. I hold a Bachelor of Social Work with a focus on mental health. And I am a youth engagement specialist where I once was a client at age 15. I was born to engage with people, evangelize, serve, and just be a testament to God's glory. I have been delivered from so many strongholds.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. The work that you're doing is definitely needed. And we're so glad to be connecting with you and finding out all about the work that you're doing in the world and how you're serving. I know that you are an author in the Faith for Fiery Trials anthology. Can you tell us about that process, your experience, and your involvement in that?
Yes. So, I was chosen, and first of all, we had to do a screening. There was a process. And in 2020, I rededicated myself to Christ. I've been going through so many struggles and so many challenges. And within that process, I've been writing. And I spoke with Elder Nicole, and she asked me the questions that needed to be asked. And if the rest was history, I began the process, me and 22 other amazing women.
How amazing. And congratulations on your rebirth. That is so awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
So is this your first time publishing?
Yes, I'm a first time author. And I am just so excited about the accomplishments to date. I'm a first-time author, and this has been my dream. I've always envisioned speaking to a multitude of people, but I did not know God was challenging me through this process where I would write for Faith for Fiery Trials.
Amazing.
Being featured as an author in Faith for Fiery Trials has brought the true speaker out of me. I am a natural-born extrovert. However, I'm an introvert when the spotlight is on me.
I can relate. So many of us have that fear and that nervousness of public speaking, no matter how many times we do it. We still tend to tense up when it comes to public speaking. So can you talk to us about the impact of sharing your story? What impact did it have on you as an author, and what impact do you hope it will have on the readers?
So the impact that it will have for the readers is that no matter what the beginning of your story is, better is the ending than the beginning. I was suffering from alcoholism, depression, major depression, and lack of self-love. I began to pray and seek God's face and journal and just trust in Him. I found support groups. I joined the Woman Evolve Book Club, where I actually was featured as one of the members to talk about the book club and one of the books. Sarah Jakes Roberts has asked me, out of 2,000 women that are in our book club, she asked me to pray.
Amazing.
And I did it out of fear, but the Holy Spirit led me, and I gave the ladies what God gave me to give to them. And the topic, we were reading a book that was focusing on shame, and that's part of what I've been brought out of, shame. For years, I've been ashamed of my story, the things that I've gone through, the trauma that I withheld, But if you trust in Jesus and if you seek his face, pray and find your grace support group and journal, the layers of all of those things, the fiery trials that you've gone through, God will bring you out.
Absolutely. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. So when we're speaking of fiery trials, what advice would you share with listeners who may be going through their own fiery trial?
As I said before, what I believe is, and it may seem cliche, God will bring you out. He will bring you out no matter how you're feeling. He will bring you out.
Yes.
And also, for those that aren't believers and are trying to find their way, look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm wonderfully made, and no matter what I'm going through, this too shall pass.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful advice. Wonderful. So when readers are reading you all's book or even your part in the book, in what way do you hope this anthology will impact the lives of others?
I'm just going to share a bit because I want you all to get the book.
Okay.
But at 15 years old, I dropped out of high school. I got my high school diploma at 42. There's hope for the hopeless. Dreams do come true. There's hope for the hopeless.
Amazing.
No matter what the enemy tries to place on your life, when God has a calling for you on your life, you will come out. You will come out on top. So when the readers read my story, it starts off from a dry place, but at the end, there's victory.
Amazing. I mean, that just sent chills through me. I'm sure it did for the listeners as well. Dropped out of high school at 15 and got your diploma at 42. That is truly hope for the hopeless.
Yes.
Amazing. And thank you so much for sharing that, being transparent. I can only imagine what it took for you to share that to the listeners, as well as sharing that in the anthology. So that shows bravery, that shows courage, and that shows that you are truly a woman of faith and a woman of hope to even be able to share that. And I know that's going to bless many people. I know it will.
Thank
you. Yes. So other than the book, what's next for you in 2023 and beyond?
Well, I am working on my writing memoir. Since 2021, awesome. I've been outlining it, I've been writing it, and God continues to give me insight on the direction he has for me with this writing project. I started,
awesome.
I've stopped, I picked it up again and started. I'm healing daily from hurt and trauma. And as the layers of healing peel off, as does my story.
Awesome.
I'm also enrolled in master classes, gift of public speaking classes, leadership classes, and writing classes. And at this moment, I'm in a master class with Natasha Miller as she's teaching and guiding us through working with women. That's my dream. I want to open up a transitional home for women that have gone through trauma.
Awesome. So you are just a servant at heart. I love it. I love it. Awesome. Is there anything else you would want listeners to know about you and your purpose?
Yes. I went through a season of darkness. I lacked self-love. I loathed weakness. I as I mentioned earlier, alcoholism was my friend. I felt like I didn't have a purpose. And if I must share, I was seeing a therapist where I was diagnosed in 2017 with major depression and anxiety. But it does not have me. I have it.
Amen.
Because God has totally turned my life around. And I was enrolled in a master's program, getting my MSW with a focus on mental health. So next year, I will go back to finish what I started.
Amen. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Amen. Amen. It has been amazing speaking with you and learning more about your purpose, learning more about what you have coming up next, hearing a part of your fiery trial and how you persevered through. Can you tell us how we can connect with you further?
Yes. My website is www.marisaroach.com. That's www.marisaroach.com. I'm also on Twitter at @Marisa_Roach. Marisa Roach, Facebook.com. And IG handle is @MarisaRoach.
All right, listeners, you have the information. Connect with her so we can learn more about her journey, her story, and all of the wonderful things she is doing to serve others. Thank you so much, Marisa. We do appreciate you for coming on. And thank you so much to the Glambitious listeners for listening to another wonderful episode of the Glambitious podcast. Goodbye for now.